By early 2015, the State Department of Environmental Quality had detected problems with the way Severn Trent, a private contractor, was treating the water in Hugo. Later that year, a Facebook photo of a toddler bathing in brown water caught the attention of local TV news teams.
And I honestly did. I said, Bubba, did you poop in the bathtub? He looked at me, no.
Jessica Teague is trying to have a sense of humor about a murky situation. She took this picture and posted it on Facebook with the caption, "So this water is safe to drink?"
There are about 7,000 residents in the town of Hugo, Oklahoma, and they are wondering today what they have been drinking. A two-month investigative report by the Journal Record finds a private corporation failed to disinfect the city's water supply and didn't report it. Didn't just happen one day, but 300 days over the course of 2 years.
In response, DEQ proposed the biggest fine in its history against Severn Trent, $3.1 million. The company challenged the fine and settled with the agency for about $1 million. Most of that money was supposed to help the city make urgent updates at its water plant. But Hugo City Manager David Rawls says that never happened.
State took the money. All the money is no longer sitting at DEQ. They told me the money was no longer there.
But Rawls isn't mad at the environmental agency. He points the finger of blame at state lawmakers.
The state of the economy in the state of Oklahoma right now, the scrambling for the $1.3 billion shortfall, pretty well think that's the culprit. I don't think the personnel at DEQ had any idea the state was going to reach in and take it.
DEQ keeps fine money, like what it collected from Severn Trent, in an agency fund separate from its state appropriation. That revolving fund was raided by the legislature this year to balance the budget. Lawmakers directed the agency to use the money for its core services. DEQ Deputy Director Jimmy Givens says that left him with hard choices.
What we do is take our revolving fund as a whole and try to decide where our priorities for this year have to lie. And the top priority is to administer those programs that we're either required to administer by statute or the EPA requires us to administer.
And if Oklahoma's Department of Environmental Quality can't fund those EPA-mandated programs, the federal government can step in and take control of them. That almost happened 3 years ago to a program that monitors the safety of drinking water across the state. Since then, DEQ's funding situation has only gotten worse.
In total, we're looking at cuts over the past 3 or 4 fiscal years that exceed $30 million.
Those cuts blocked settlement money from reaching Hugo, and they've jeopardized many other programs at the environmental agency. That means fewer inspections of water systems and slower response times when there are problems. Some DEQ offices are closing. The cuts impact internal operations as well as its publicly visible projects.
For example, we have several tire dumps that we had intended to clean up early in this fiscal year. That will at best be delayed because of money that was taken out of the used tire recycling revolving fund.
DEQ's budgetary pain is trickling down to the people and communities the agency is supposed to protect, like Hugo. City Manager David Rawls says losing the settlement money left his town in a tight spot.
We've already voted to build a new $10 million water plant. That funding was planned on for that. No, there was no warning. One day it was there, and then next day I got a phone call that said, it's not there.
Now, Hugo is scrambling for money. City officials hope to get some from a separate lawsuit recently filed against Severn Trent. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.